morning or good afternoon to you, wherever you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can get through this evolutionary jump a little bit easier that's going for us right now, that is absolutely literally written in our DNA. This is what I love to you, love to do, and here for you during these times. So normally this is a call-in show, but today, because it's Labor Day, we want to, I thought it would be a really good time, because we haven't done this in a long time, really talk about what's going on here. This is the beginning of September. This is the whole starting the fall season, and energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, when we start the fall season, we start we enter the sign of Virgo, so we start getting more practical, and we start entering into our, going back to kids, going back to school, and so we start doing our fall routine. And so then our fall routine, a lot of times, quickly jumps into the winter routine, so we start planning about the holidays, and it seems like as soon as the summer's over, everyone has a different mindset. But what never changes, ever changes, is who we are, our natural state, our beingness. And I just read something from the Science of Mind magazine, and I really thought it was a wonderful thing that reminds us of how much we radiate out of every single pore of our body. Our spirit, our essence, our soul signature. I call it all different names because there's all different names. And shamanism, they call it that God part of us that has 72,000 names and no name at all. And so it's trying to describe something that's an energy and essence. But I thought this was an interesting little article. And so it's all about radiating our soul. And it compared with garlic, because I thought it was pretty interesting. And so if somebody came up with you and said that you're the most beautiful, wonderful person I ever met, what would your response be? Most of us don't recognize how powerful we are. We live our lives with effort and unhappiness when we could have awakened to the spiritual power within us and live our life with grace and ease. Somebody wrote to a national health magazine asking for help about how to cure garlic breath. Quote, the person that wrote back noted that the garlic odor does not only just remain on the consumer's breath, but when garlic is eaten, it is absorbed into the body and it emanates throughout the pores. If anyone's been around somebody that does garlic, I've absolutely witnessed that. Awakening to your spirit within us is like eating garlic. You don't have to tell anybody around you about your spiritual power and your greatness. Once you have awakened up to it, it will radiate out through you that it is all that you are, and you are all that you do. We have that power because spirit is power. We have the peace because spirit is peace. We have the love because spirit is love. It is through that recognition of this that we begin to awaken to the greatness and the power within. True power is the consciousness that which we actively seek is in our center. Let our greatness radiate from this part. And so this is all about going inside of ourselves when a lot of times we go outside of ourselves. And that's from, again, the Science of Mind magazine that was for the month of March, actually, in 2008. And Linda McNamara wrote the daily meditations. So I really like that one because, I've been around many people that have been garlic eaters, and in the first one I experienced, I was a client actually sitting across from me, and I couldn't believe how much that it radiated out of the pores of the person, and they were very health conscious, and at first I thought it was actually they were really eating a lot of garlic because they were trying to, garlic's very good for the immune system, and so this person was on high dosage of garlic, and a lot of times they add parsley in with the garlic, but I didn't see the parsley or smell the parsley quite working. So that's kind of it's a good description because I think a lot of people at least have run across one or two people at least once that had that garlic kind of radiating out from our pores. So let's take the garlic thing because that's one way of giving a very good visual, and let's take that out as far as our spirit, our essence, take it out as as a good analogy of who we are and what we are radiating out from the inside out. So we've heard from many times over and over again about how when the answers are all within, go within. And I talk about continuously about having to have a clear energy body and exercise energy exercises because it gives you a clearer field. And it literally increases your energetic muscle to electromagnetically pull in those things that you desire, that job, that relationship, the less chaos within family or home life. All of those things that we desire are absolutely within our reach. In the Course in Miracles, it talks about no miracle is bigger than another miracle. So getting the parking place compared to curing a cancer is the same, is a miracle. And so there's no greatness of miracles when you come from that place of that you are part of that God piece of God, that God essence. And so as we begin this this fall, this Labor Day, this whole starting of our season, the fall season, it's a great time to feng shui. In feng shui, they encourage you with every season to clean out your gardens, to weed out your closets, physically, mentally, emotionally, get rid of stuff out of your drawers. And so this is better hanging on because everything is energy. The more clutter we have around, the more we are energetically cluttered. So the more we clean stuff out, get rid of the old stuff, put in the new stuff, and have that image of our essence, our soul, who we are radiating out from our core, because a lot of times we tend to look on the outside. If I have that job, if I have that relationship, then I will be happy. And so when we start looking on the outside, when we begin to any movement from going on the outside to look for that happiness is a guaranteed unhappiness, because even let's say that relationship comes in, if you feel like you're not a whole person and that person completes you, then that means that your deep core is not complete, meaning not whole, not perfect, and that is not the truth. It can be the furthest thing from the truth, because we, again, as beings of God, pieces of source, we cannot be complete, because that's not part of who we are. So I'd really like to encourage you to take the time. A lot of times people have picnics over this weekend and really concentrate on Labor Day, but really think about making a list and really start weeding your garden from the inside out, meaning going over to the four major corners in our life: our personal relationships, our job career corner, our money thoughts, our friends and family. That's the inner circle corner. And the you corner, that's the corner that you start in. The you is self-esteem, self-worth, seat of our subconscious. It's are you happy? Are you, again, getting out of bed every day, radiating that God piece? Are you, or are you getting and hitting the alarm clock and saying, I wish I had 5 more minutes, I wish I had 5 more minutes? And the more we go in to tap into and pause for that second, tap into our heart energy and say, and connect with it. And then when we realize, when we touch our heart, tap into the energy of, as I touch my heart, I am activating that spirit within me. I'm pausing for a second and visualize that energy radiating through every single cell of my physical body, going out to my emotional body, my mental body, my spiritual body. I am radiating my soul signature, which is pure bliss, pure light, and that is what will set your day off, and that will absolutely start magnetizing and bringing that which you wish to have in your life. It's like giving clear directions for yourself as that master, working in partnership with spirit, the co-creator, our guide, God, whatever word that you want to use. And so it's clear directions. The clearer directions we have, the more we witness in our lives. And so that's what a good practice to do is start daily, hand on the heart area. But when you do the hand on the heart, it tunes you into your physical body. And so many people are not fully activated, living in the full body, their physical body. I call it the time to make the donut posture, or we just kind of drag around and just do the things that we have to do, obligatory, or we are like running, people's energy fields are tipped forward, which means they're all worried about the future and they're just letting life buzz by them. So they miss the small things. They miss the hummingbirds or the nature. They miss the baby that's smiling. They miss life. They just are too busy on running about, I'll get to that when I'm happy, I'll be sitting down and I'll notice those things in life. But right now, I got to be full steam ahead because that's the way life is. And or people tilt to the back, and that means that they are thinking about their past. The past, I've been burned. The past, my parents said I'm not worth anything. So they carry the posture of going back into the past. And so that's not an empowering posture either. All of those ways are they don't radiate that soul within us, that spirit within us, our natural essence. And so by not radiating that direction, but not tapping into and getting into touch with that heart energy, then we kind of start what I call with a stalled engine energy. So it's like imagine your the energy of your motor, your whole soul motor trying to go out and make stronger conversations with you. Imagine your guys and angels saying, I hear you, but this is where we're asking you to take the responsibility, the accountability to meet us halfway here. And that means clearing, tapping into your essence, connect with that on the heart base, and then it strengthens your energy. We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Do you wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. Believe in yourself first and develop a team of two or three trusted advisors. Don't use this surrounding board to whine and tell your story to. Instead, ask for suggestions and guidance from your trusted advisors. Tiger Woods continued to take lessons from his dad long after winning the U.S. Open. Trust a few advisors and ask for help. Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now. Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and that's what you're listening to right now is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I want to Say hello to Seattle and Boston and Florida and all those places around the world that we go out and connect to. Today we're talking about Labor Day and also getting into how to start the fall with a really good routine. And I also want to give out some information as far as contact information. To contact me for email, because we have energy exercises that we're going to call them basic, the 101s, if you've asked for them before. I have a whole other set of exercises. So we have the ones that you can call the basic ones, or the older ones, the ones that we've been passing out. And I've created some new ones to go along with the energy shifting that we're doing in 208. And so if you have not received those, you probably have not, because I just zoned in and finished up writing up the last bit of those. And so what are these all about? These are about strengthening that radiates out with your essence, the tubes and balls I talk about, looking into a tube that tells it, following a tube, which is the direction, or I'll also think about it in the inside of your body, like a capillary, an artery, a vein that has me go to a ball. Think of that as a nodule or even an organ. And even if in the organ, when I'm doing medical intuitive readings, the organ will tell me what's going on with it. It will talk to me. If the liver is really angry and holding a lot of resentment and angry, because anger, that's where we store our anger, is in our liver, I'll see images of, I can see when you were little, I can see when you were, whatever, your body can show me all things. During high school, it'll show me all these images of when you were very angry and or told not to be angry. So if you had, if you were really frustrated, but your parents or the teachers didn't allow you to express yourself, then I watch this imploding and exploding of the liver. So think of when I talk about following those tubes and balls, what we're talking about here is strengthening and recognizing who we are. And I love Marianne Williamson's whole quote about our deepest fears, our greatness, that who are we to be gorgeous, abundant, beautiful, and have been fabulous, and starting to really ask ourselves, who are we not to? By our birthright, by being a child of God, a piece of God, a piece of source, whatever resonates with you, whatever word, by being that soul and occupying a physical body, by being born, your birthright, your guaranteed birthright is to have wonderful abundance, radiating your core, wonderful relationships, job and career, flow, opening. But if we don't recognize that, and when we look back in our history, we weren't taught that. We're not given, most of us, I should say, aren't given the rule book on it. You're an energetic being, meaning that another word for you're an angel having a human experience means that you're an electromagnetic being having a human experience here. And so that by being that, you are, this is what your job is. You're going to take a body on, and that body is a sacred temple. So don't cut down to the hips. Don't cut down your eyes. Don't cut down your hair. Or it's a choice if you want to. You can, because then you're going to get more disconnected from your temple that you chose. Think of it that you're up in, I like to compare it, make it simple, that you're up in a board meeting with your guides and angels and family members. So we choose what sex we're going to be as far as in this life experience. We also choose life themes that we're going to experience to have us wake up to our divinity. We also choose our parents, where we're going to live. Every single thing is not happenstance. We absolutely have a voice in there when we are in our higher consciousness, our whole essence part. We are sitting there as an equal in this table meeting saying, what is going to be the theme here? And so then think of it as you're talking with your soul cluster, you're talking with your soul group, and you're saying, I'm going to go down there and have to learn compassion. Well, what's the best way that you can learn compassion? So when you learn compassion and radiate out compassion out of your heart, then you're going to not only help yourself, it goes through the unified field that connects us all. So all of those that are learning the lesson of compassion, they're going to get, like, think of it as a love wash. So their unconscious can feel that connection of you working on clearing out anything that's remembering to go back to compassion. And so by having the life lesson of compassion, we, in the script that we write here, we don't write that all of our life experiences are going to be filled with compassion. A lot of time, going back to the thinking of the veil that separates us from who we are, we write in a lot of experiences that are not compassion into those times that we receive not compassion love. So we could absolutely write that we go into a family that doesn't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to say that I love you, and that they can actually be quite abusive. And so we think that's a hard one to swallow. Why the heck would I choose, as a master up in the at that grand table, would I ever pick abusive parents or parents that are molesting or any of those kind of things that we hear about that we can do into each other? And so when we think about it on a higher level, not the level from the ego of them against us and separation, or I would never choose that, I must have, you know, something must have happened in the directions on the way down here. When you think about it on a higher level, on the level of that we're all interconnected, when you learn compassion when it wasn't shown to you, when you learn to flip to love and to radiate out compassion when you weren't, again, given examples of it, but then we also write in our script that we will meet people along the way that will show us compassion, even if we have to do self-motivation ourselves, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and kind of connect with those people ourselves. We've written in many of those people, and they could be reason, season, lifetime people. So they could be a teacher that saw who you were and was very loving and kind and encouraged you to go further, to follow your joy. A lot of times on those talk show hosts, you see the actors or actresses or artists or singers, they talk about what affected you, who made you into, who reminded you of your gifts and talents is the way I see it. And then they talk about, again, a first grade teacher, a seventh grade teacher. And actually, a lot of times it's two things, in two ways. They're reminded by somebody saying, you can't, remember Tom Cruise was told, you can't act worth anything, you're never going to make it in high school, and he was really cut down, and so he used that as a catalyst of hearing the words, you'll never ever amount to anything, as he turned it around and said, oh yeah, I will show you. But what the more he went out and got working with that catalyst of anger can sometimes be at work for a good catalyst as far as getting us started into the direction of saying, I'm going to push and assert my energy out. I'm going to not aggressive and be stamping. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to radiate from my core. So what that teacher did was activate through non-compassion him to connect into the actor part, but also you could hear the other times that people looked at them as with very compassionate ways, and they said, they said that you're a very good singer, you're a very good actor, and so they lit that fire, they lit that passion underneath us, and when we're connected to that passion, that really our heart's desire, something that makes us radiate with that love, regardless of what, if it's cooking that makes us feel that way, connecting with children, healing, teaching, we all have one of those things that make us feel at peace, because that's inside, we're in touch with our creative energy. So again, being it the acting, singing, a homemaker that loves to cook and just and be with the child, with the children, that gives the makes them radiate out with joy. So that's the time that we are directing our energy. So going back to the analogy of us choosing our life, think of right now that is a perfect opportunity to do spring cleaning, to do to clear out those times where we feel disconnected and say, what am I going to do to tap into that source part? What am I going to do to connect into that radiating part? So activate that heart energy. So starting by pausing, get yourself a timer. I say this a lot. One of those $3 timers, you could get them at the Walmart or whatever, and just set that timer for 3 minutes before you jump out of bed and start your day. Direct your energy. Get into that heart space. Feel that connection from your hand to your heart. And what you're doing is you're activating that your spirit, your soul in your physical body. And then that opens up your, think of the analogy of the capillaries in the veins, so you're opening up and having that energy, that soul energy, radiate out through your physical body, your veins, your capillaries. nerves, your organs, and your and that love, that essence, that high frequency, then it radiates out of your whole energy field. And then go back to like attracts like. We're going to pick this conversation up after we go to this break, and you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Reprogram your mind to be thin and your body to be free. The answer to weight loss is in knowing how to eliminate emotional blocks that keep us from experiencing true love. Join Alfonso DeRose, performance coach and master NLP trainer, in Seattle at the SeaTac Red Lion on September 7th. Alfonso teaches a revolutionary new method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com for your free ticket or call 1-877-271-7695.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
3 ways to listen on the AM dial at 1150, on the FM HD dial at 98.9 HD3, or online at 1150kknw.com. One great station, Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and happy Labor Day. You will be with me for the next half hour. So we're talking today about picking up the conversation of starting, getting that timer, getting that, putting your hand on your heart, radiating, getting into that heart energy, and taking that, even if you have to start from 1.5 minutes. I was just working with Tom Benny that my assistant got this Pampered Chef timer that goes down to the nanosecond. So even if you just start, like it goes back to down to very, very minute, it's like a runner's thing. But let's say you build yourself up in that minute of just, let's say, 1 minute and 30 seconds that you do to connect to your heart energy, to just align yourself, really feel yourself breathe, feel your heartbeat, put that energy from your heart, feel it, to pull it from, think of the heavens above you and all the way down into the center of your feet, down to the center of the earth, reverse it from the center of the earth, going up to the heavens, and then feel it going out through your physical body. Imagine, right, you're going right to the center of your heart, and just a picture of a heart, and then the heart having another heart on top of it that's 2 inches going through your whole body, then 4 inches, like it's layering the heart energy. And when you keep on doing that through the physical body, then start expanding it through the 1 foot around you, the 2 feet, the 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, and expand out the 12 feet across on the right side of you and the left side of you. So that's technically 24 feet across from you, 12 feet above you, 12 feet below you. What the guides and council said, that that's our responsibility, that 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 piece of feet around us, starting from the inside, starting from the heart, is our responsibility to clear, to clean. And when we do, expect miracles. There's no way this cannot be, because this is the way we set it up, again, going back to that grand meeting place in the heavens. And this is all, again, symbolic. It's different from that, but I like to do simple analogies because they don't have to be difficult. So think of doing that difference by holding the timer to 5 minutes and then working up to two minutes, 3 minutes, top 5 minutes. When you start doing that, you will start noticing your day, your morning as different. You'll recognize that you feel lighter in the shower. And when you're in the shower, really direct your energy instead of going to a place of, oh, I have to do this today, this is driving me nuts, oh, I have to meet up with him, oh, geez. And just start thinking right there, you have a perfect opportunity when you're bathing yourself to get back into, again, your physical vessel, your temple. And so, wow, let me pay attention right now. All I have to do, all those things are waiting for me to do. So I have an opportunity to really get into my physical body and further wash it. So wash it as in not cleansing our dirty sins off of ourselves, but connecting, another opportunity when we're bathing ourselves, when we're cleaning up for the day, connecting to the physical body. The skin is the biggest organ that we have. And so many times I see it energetically as people's skin is starving for attention, starving for love, because they don't have the hookup from the inside out. When we radiate that out, that energy, that high frequency energy, goes out from us from the inside, matches with us, spirits all around us, radiating out all around us. So the clearer we are energetically, the more we feel that connection that we get. Our skin is bathed from the inside out. So working with the shower and having you direct your energy, because again, it's not going to think about that. You worrying in the shower about meetings that you have to do, even potential things that might happen. Well, the last time I met this person, they were really crabby or they were really in a bad mood. Well, you know what? How about erase that out of your head and think, decide that this time when you meet them, that they're just going to be happy as a clam. And what you're doing is you're radiating that out from your heart energy. You're going to that individual's heart energy, and you're acting like what I call the high five sign. You're attuning. You're doing a high five energy from your soul to their soul, higher self to higher self. No agenda attached to it. You're just saying, hey, I'm connecting with you on a heart space here. No agenda, just saying, I'm saying hello to you on a heart space so we can transmute the energy that could have been before. So what that literally does, it erases those that past experience. It realigns you to your energy of your essence, so they can choose to do whatever they want to do. But 99% of the times when we remind people of love, their heart, I always hear the sound of ah, and the heart says ah, like thank you for reminding me and tuning up to what I really am and what I want to want to be connected in that heartfelt way. And so I usually hear the heart 99.999% of the time say ah to that. And let that, and so let's go back from that. So there we are in the in the shower. You're washing yourself up. You're noticing your body. And again, instead of saying, "Oh, geez, I wish I had different hair. My hips are driving me crazy. What the hell are these saggy things going in now?" Really look at yourself differently as a piece of source, as a piece of creator. And it doesn't mean you have to do slower showers, but it's just being more present because, like I was stating earlier, a lot of times we energetically, I look at the person, and when I look at them one way, I see if their body their body will show me a tilting forward or tilting backwards. The forward people are worried about the future, going in and not planting like a master, saying that this is how I'm going to manifest, and know and trust and allow and surrender that I'm planting the seed in the field of potential that's right in front of me. I'm consciously putting the energy into that new job, putting the energy into that relationship, putting the energy into the sale of the house, putting that, and when you put the energy into it, you put your heart signature, which is light energy, and think of like attracts like. So you put your energy into a new job, and then you're going to attract a new job. You put the energy into a new relationship, you're going to attract a person into your heart energy that's like the heart energy that you put out there. So if it's all foggy and all disconnected and there's all like miscommunication, that kind of energy, well, that was a relationship that was allowed you to be reminded of the energy that we put out there, to not beat yourself up, just to understand, saying, you know what, reason, season, lifetime, it could be a karmic thing, but what that person brought up into you is a lot of chaos, a lot of goes back to the themes of reminding you to go to compassion, or you can choose anger, up to you, free will here. And so, but I recommend going to those places of compassion, especially when they're tough ones, like relationships that are right up in your face, that there's a sense of betrayal, that there could be, again, abuse, verbal, mental, emotional abuse. And so when we unplug from it, we literally set ourselves free. When we forgive, we're giving our energy back to ourselves. It's not condoning anybody's behavior. It allows us to then, in our heartfelt space, put that energy into the relationship, and that then you will attract the relationship that is, again, of that same vibration. And so when we put clean, clear energy out, we're going to be bringing in somebody that's, again, on the same page, that's clean and clear. If somebody acts like that and then they flip later, then you would then think of the, as far as the mirrors, what are they mirroring? What are they bringing up? I always talk about the five ancient mirrors from these scenes, as far as in relationships, as far as, is it something that's in us that we have? The first mirror is reflections of the moment, so something that we could have in ourselves that we might not want to look at, and so that would kind of fog up the energy you're radiating out. The second mirror reflects something that you judge in the moment, so you spot it, you got it, or you judge it, and if you judge it, it splits your energy field, it fogs up that energy that you're radiating out. The third mirror reflects what we have lost, given away, or had taken for us. So that's those mirrors that we felt they owed me this, or they said that they were going to do this. And so if we think anything is going to be in from the outside, that person's going to fill up that void. We feel like they owe me their love, that they said they were going to do this. They took away my heart. They took away my job, my disappointment. That's part of the ancient mirrors of that you're looking on the outside to fill up yourself. And again, that always leads to disappointment because you started looking in the wrong direction in the first place. We come from wholeness, unification in the heart, and then we get our heart's desires. The fourth mirror reflects our dark night of our soul. So these are those people that come up and do our worst nightmare. So here we enter into a relationship or a job. A young girl comes into my office yesterday, and she was having a reading, and she got this job in a very competitive hair salon, and she has big dreams for herself. She is a self-motivator. She is young, and she is like doing the work of like a 30-year-old as far as directing their energy. She put her intention of going out there and getting a job at, again, a very competitive salon that's connected to New York, and so she was flying high because she really started directing her energy, and she really understood that she could have a voice in here. What she was thinking matters. And so then 5 months later, I saw her. She came back, and she said, "I got fired from that job," and she was all upset. And I said, "Susie, let's look at this energetically. What did they say that you got fired from?" She said, "Well, because I made a big move." She lost her father. She was young. She was 19 or 17 years old when her dad died. And so she said, "I just couldn't get connected to the land. I couldn't get connected to the people and land." And so what that was radiating out of her energy field was, they said she was a wonderful, very good worker. They didn't put her on the X list as far as never getting hired back, but they said that her people skills needed to be improved a little bit more. And it is, sounds superficial, but it is a hair salon that has a reputation of all very kind of, it's kind of superficial stuff, but that's what matters to them right now. And so she was devastated because here she was flying high, and then all of a sudden it feels like she lost her energy. I mean, lost the job. So then she was saying how I encouraged her to listen to her voice listen to what she was ordering to the universal field. This always happens to me. Everything's happened in extremes. I have a relationship that's high, and then I lost that. We're going to go to a break, and I'll pick up this conversation right when we get back.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersubcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersubcareers.com.
Super savings, super selection, super supplements.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit Hay House Events.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You need a shift in perspective.
I know. I want to change, but I just can't seem to make it stick. My relationship, my job, my finances, all hitting rock bottom.
Well, you know what? You should enter Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover Contest.
Oh, no, not another makeover.
Don't wait just a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not just another makeover. It's a makeover from the inside out, the kind that really works. Dr. Pat Show is bringing together practitioners from all across the country to work with three lucky listeners to change their lives for good, dude. Now, seriously, here's the deal. Like Dr. Pat says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now you get all the help you need to become the new you.
Okay, how do I enter?
Well, all you got to do is go to drpatsmakeover.com for all the info and to enter. That's drpatsmakeover.com to finally become the person you always wanted to be.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and you're listening to me to the top of the hour. So I was just giving an example about a young girl who came in and really understood at 19, now she's 21 years old, but she really lost the dad at 17 years old, really understood that she wanted to, she has high hopes for herself and really imagined herself working in California, New York as a stylist, and she really set her intentions, which is as driven. Like I was telling her that it's like as compared to an actor or an actor or a singer or a gymnast, or it's a very competitive field. We don't think of hairdressing a lot as a competitive field, but it's where she wants to go, her hopes and dreams. It's a very competitive field. So here she tapped in, used energy techniques to get the job of her dreams. She was going after at first and did three jobs, and then we really pointed out saying, let's put the energy into the job of her heart's desires. Let's focus on that. Have the other ones as like cushions as far as that she could go back to. But her highest joy is this one job that she had. So here things were going along, and then she just lost her job 5 months later, and I saw her yesterday. That's the catch-up of the story. So here she was wondering what the heck happened. So when I was asking her questions, I didn't want to hear about why she got fired. I wanted to know what, I know she made a lot of moves, including a physical move away from home that was hours later. How did she feel like she was, did she feel like she was grounded down? Did she feel like she was really connected to the place? How did she like the area? She said, I couldn't stand it. I hated it. I hate the whole area. There's, as she called it, plastic Barbie dolls. She didn't feel connected. She didn't feel the heart space down there. It's a part of Connecticut that's very, it's right next door to New York, and it's Fairfield County. So there's a lot of extreme wealth. The houses usually go for $1 million. The size of a bathroom. And so there's a part that she's didn't connect to it. It didn't radiate with her energy. Could it radiate with somebody else's? Absolutely. So she had a hard time grounding down there. And so the more time she had grounding down there, the more she felt her roots, her foundations were shaking up. And so then it went back to what I saw energetically. I saw whenever I see Dorothy with the symbol of Dorothy with slippers, that's my sign of there's no place like home. There's no place like home. And so does that mean that she necessarily wanted to go home to her where her mom was? No, it meant that she was willing to move places, but she and willing to do what she had to do to get into make her dreams happen. But she absolutely, energetically, it didn't resonate with her place, her at all. So it made her very shaky, which then spilled off into what they said to her is that she didn't radiate out. Actually, they used the word radiate. They said you radiate out sadness. You radiate like your heart is broken, and she is grieving from her father. That's for sure. But she can also see a space where I saw her put on her ascendant face, which is the energy we put out to the world. And so that's like she, again, chose this place where it's like acting, that if you want to be a comedian and that you have even crappy stuff or stuff that didn't really of your liking happen, have lost or whatever, and you got a show to go on, you can't go out there and be sad sack Turzak. So it wouldn't get you far in the comedian world. So we were just talking about how much that the extremes happened into her life. She not only lost the job, she lost the boyfriend, she hates where she lives. And so her history is of extremes. So when one thing happened, loss of the job, then it started the domino effect. And that domino effect had, of course, she has more of her energy aligned to, of course, then now this is going to happen. Because this always happens in her short 19, 20 years, that she will then lose the relationship, the friends. So it's like, I have no friends, I hate where I live, my job, blah, blah, blah. And it's not discrediting her pain at all. This was, I felt so bad. She was such a, I had compassion for her that she was in the States. But when the best thing I could have done and just, was not to sit there and say, those bad, superficial people and poor Emily. The best thing I could have done is saying, let's look at this. It's what I did do is look at it energetically, and also really said, Emily, I said, let's look at this. Did you, could you see where you radiated out some sadness? Could you resonate with that? And she's like, yeah, I hated where I was living. I did it. And she's like, but I was a good worker. And so what I explained to her is that part of her working, so she wouldn't sit around the table and chat and talk with the people, and that was part of their socialness, and that's part of their tribal energy, that that's what they expected to the employees to do, and not, and just let's stay out of judgment here, that if that's what was expected in this job that she was going to, it's like, again, being an entertainer and being off in the corner saying, I'm not talking to anybody. It's like, like, does this give her heart? Is this still her passion? Is this still did it give her joy? And she's like, absolutely. I love it. I loved when I was doing it. And I was such, again, she kept on going back to it, but I was such a hard worker. They even call me a hard worker. And so I went back to the other part of work is also been bridging over and doing that social part, putting on, which is in her energy field, because she wouldn't be drawn to wanting to go where she wants to go if it wasn't part of her energy signature. So we're not asking her, like her soul or people aren't asking her to do something that is not part of her energy signature. They wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be having somebody that's extremely shy and agoraphobic wanting to have the drive of being a going to New York or California or wherever, some big city to do the hair and this way that she wants to do it. So it's her drive, it's her passion. So looking at it energetically, she understood how much that her not liking where she lived, not grounding, had her have cellular memory, had cellular energy that she started radiating out that this is going to happen to me, this is always happens to me. And so she was waiting for the bomb to drop, and then the bomb dropped, right? So now she could go there and flip the energy around and say, okay, what's the pearls of wisdom here, right? And so the pearls of wisdom is, again, this is, do I like this job? Does it still give me joy? Does this make me happy? And if the answer is yes, then keep on going further and say, I'm going to pick myself up, dust myself off, and go back out. It's like how fast we get back up on the horse, taking those pearls of wisdom, not doing the blame game as far as they said this, they said that. That's just, I call it the patty cake position or the arm wrestling with your energy. So it goes back and forth, because I'm sure I talked to her employee, I'd hear some things about that, you know, her energy was sad and all this other stuff, and that people expect to be pampered in the salon, and that they expect, you know, total be the kings and queens because they pay $500 for a haircut. And so whatever, that's everyone's experience that they're choosing to do with their life energy. And so it was more empowering for her to really understand that she can, that she doesn't have to roll it up where she was feeling, again, this is the end of it. This is it. I might as well just pack it up. And so that was an extreme feeling. So it was more empowering for her to get in touch with looking again at the big picture, what was going on in the big picture, and not in a place of judgment. In the fifth elevator, what I talk about is where you look like a bird's eye view. So it's looking like at a movie. So if your boss, a friend, or even a past relationship says, you know what, you do this, you pull back, you don't show me your heart, you're protective around your energy. I had to hear that from past relationships and friends of mine say, you know, there comes to a point that you allow somebody so close, Carrie, and then it feels like that I think I know you and then I don't know you. And at first when I heard that when I was younger, I thought, well, it's their problem. But then as when I'm now in my 40s, I understand that there is a part of me that is a protective part that I had to really work on and say it's a part of surrender and trusting and allowing and having my energy expand and say that I don't have to have that inner part of me be protective to my inner group of people. So it was a huge growth experience. So think of what she was able to leave with the tools, and she took them gladly because she's smart enough to realize that she experienced success before. So she's going to redirect her energy, go back to a place where she loved, understand that part of the job in the big picture is, again, that she's got to put some sort of happy face, so get into good music that she loved, get into times that she felt like she was on top of the world, because, again, she had extremes in her energy field, so she could write down those parts where you felt like you were on top of the world, the prom queen thing, or the boy asked you out, or all those times, and so, because you're radiating and energetically pulling forth those energy balls around you, and so your energy signature shifts, and so that's what we all can do. So that's one story about a little girl over here. Let's call her little because she's just a very thin little wafy thing, but just think of each and every single one of us have the same experience that I thought it was so wonderful of her to start working this at a young age at 19, 21 years old. And she's understanding the importance of directing her energy, that she has, as tough as it is, we got to look at the big picture as far as taking the pearls of wisdom that is being offered to us. And so, again, sometimes it's kind of tough ones to hear that you radiate out of sadness, but then she also couldn't deny that she did do that, that she thought that the hard worker part would have her be accepted in their the social part. So, again, taking the pearls of wisdom, looking at the big picture, then directing the energy, and so that's what we're all going to do here today. So you listen to The Carrie O'Connor Show. So as you are are. Finish up your Labor Day. May you align with the divine, clear out your closets, and direct the energy and radiate out your core. I'll see you next week.